A little bit about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Torah in the end of Devarim tells us, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, asher nochi mitzavcha hayom, is the mitzvah that God commanded us. And it goes on, Ki karov kadav ha-meyod, usich uvavcha la-soso. It never explains exactly what mitzvah we're talking about, but it's very close to us in our hearts and our mouths. So the famous Ramban on this pasuk that says Ki ha-mitzvah hazos is referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. However, Rashi, and Julia Gemara and Erevin as well, but Rashi writes, referring to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay, mitzvah zos is the mitzvah of learning of Talmud Torah. So it's mashma from this Rashi that Talmud Torah is something kala. It's something easy. It's karav ma'od. It's kali. It's come and get it. Yet the Gemara tells us in Chagiga, in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara tells us Torah is as hard to acquire as chizav, as golden vessels. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Torah you have to work very hard on, and it weakens a person, as it's called Toshia, Shatoshis Kochel Shaladam. So which one is it? Is Talmud Torah something kala, or is Talmud Torah something kasha? So there's a famous piece in the Or Yisrael from the Yisrael Salanter, but not just his Yisod, but Aaron Cutler says it in different places. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Yisod is brought down in many different places, that there is two aspects to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's what we call the Maisa Mitzvah, the act, like sitting and learning, or coming to a shir. It's like shaking a lulav, the Maisa Mitzvah, sitting in the sukkah, putting on tefillin, all those are Maisa Mitzvah. So in that sense, Talmud Torah is the same. It's the Maisa Mitzvah of sitting and learning. However, it's the second aspect of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And to the first, and that's the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. There's a chiyav that a person has an obligation to learn kolat, whatever it means exactly, kolat harakulo, but a person has an obligation to learn everything. And that's Yediyas HaTorah. And they quote that the two different psukim is the sources for the two different mitzvahs. So the mitzvah of the Maisa Limud, that's the pasuk v'gita bo yom v'layla. One has to meditate in the words of the Torah day and night.
That's
Yeshua. Well, yeah.
So that's what everyone
said. That's the Gemara quote, that, by the way, I'm saying it is from Yeshua. Right. And the second pasuk, what they call the Yediyas HaTorah, is the pasuk of Shinantam Levanecha. The Gemara in Kiddushin goes into details to you Mechudadim Beficha, that one has an obligation. If someone asks you a question, out to Gangin, don't stumble and stutter over it. But it has to be on the tip of your tongue. You have to be ready to answer. And it's not just in terms of explaining it. So there's two aspects. There's the Maisa Mitzvah, like any other mitzvah. However, but it's the second aspect of Talmud Torah, which they call Yediyas HaTorah. The one has to try to put the svaras, the lamdis, the learning aliba, the hilchasa, putting everything together. And in fact, they point out that the Beit HaLevi, one of the drushes, points out that that's the difference between mitzvahs. There's a, I think, Kosa Chazal, which says, mitzvahs protect you. Mitzvahs are megin. Mitzvahs protect you. While you're b'shas, we have a concept, shulchei mitzvah, even on your way to do a mitzvah, that you're not supposed to, no harm will befall you. But when you're doing a mitzvah, the mitzvahs will protect you. However, that's only be'idan. That's only at the moment you're doing the mitzvah. Once I'm finished doing the mitzvah is over. However, Talmud Torah is unique in the fact that not only you're protected b'shas mitzvah, but even later on you're protected. Why? Because of the second aspect, hopefully you're taking from the Maisa Mitzvah, you're taking some Yediyas HaTorah, and the Yediyas HaTorah that you're acquiring, and then that's protecting you even after you finish learning. So when you're shaking a lulav, you might be protected. However, even after you finish the Maisa Limud, you're still protected because you have Yediyas HaTorah. And we see these are two totally different obligations. And you could, as we'll see, we could separate both. I'll give you some examples of a ma'isa mitzvah without yediyas haTorah, and we'll see if there's yediyas haTorah without the ma'isa mitzvah. So in terms of the first case, having an example of a ma'isa mitzvah, how can one have a ma'isa mitzvah without any yediyas haTorah? So I like to say it's happening in my share now. So on a serious note, what's a ma'isa mitzvah? The ma'isa mitzvah, the Gemara's example is in Menachos, that one of the master rabbis, I finished Kol HaTorah Kula now, can I learn Greek philosophy, Chochma Yevanis? So he says, he quotes the pasuk, V'gita bo yom ha'malayla. No, you have a chiyav. So we know besides your time you need for sleeping, eating, relaxing, etc., every other moment is supposed to be, all the free time is supposed to be in Talmud Torah. V'gita bo yom ha'malayla, you can't, you still can't learn Chochma Yevanis. So we see, whatever, I don't know if those people exist anymore, but in theory, someone who knows Kol HaTorah Kulo, so he's not getting any more Yediyas HaTorah, nevertheless, even if he's not even going to learn get any Yediyas HaTorah, nevertheless, based on the Gita Bo Yom HaValayla, he's still chayiv in the Ma'isa Limud. In fact, they say over, we know the Gra wrote many different books, I think science books, math books, he wrote many secular books. So the Bell, you know, that's when did he write all these books?
Bathroom.
Right, so the Bell likes to say he did it when he was in the bathroom. That's when he wrote the book. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky didn't like that. He said, see, the Vilna Gaon was sitting there all day taking, writing books and all that. He didn't think that was the truth. He thought, you know when he wrote the books? That's when he was a katan. When he was a katan, I'll get to why shortly. He thought he did it. Once he became Bar Mitzvah, that was it. It was strictly learning. It was known that the Grod knew Kol HaTorah Kula way before. So I'll come back to the content in a minute. But that's what. So this, or example, let's say someone who has a low IQ, or let's say you only have a sefer in Hebrew, a chumash, let's say. But that's a discussion in terms of, in general, Torah, reading something without any comprehension. But reading without any comprehension. Mm-hmm. Is there a Talmud Torah going on? So let's assume Chumash, just about the Shulchan Aruch Rav, I think the Rav, they both say definitely on Torah Shebiktav. The question whether you extend that to Tanakh as well is a further discussion. But Torah Shebiktav, yes. Torah Shebaal, no. They basically assume they're opening up a reading Gemara in Aramaic and not knowing a word you're saying. You know, it's not Talmud Torah. But Chumash, the words itself have Kedusha, etc. So let's assume, so you read someone who doesn't know any Hebrew, but he knows how to read Hebrew, but he doesn't understand Hebrew. So that's an example of a Ma'isa Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but no Yediyas HaTorah happening. So that's the one side of the equation. The other equation is, like I told you about, what Rav Yaakov said about the Gra. That the Gra said he wrote all these books as a katan. Why? He says the katan is an example of there's no ma'isa mitzvah, meaning because there's no chiyav. Everything a katan does before he's 13 is b'toras chinah. In fact, it's a machlokes rishonim, Rashi and the Ramban, on who the mitzvah of chinah is on. Is the mitzvah of chinah on the father, on the parents, or is the mitzvah of chinah on the child? So at best he has a mitzvah d'rabbanan. If the mitzvah of chinah is on the parents, he doesn't have any obligation to do anything. But if the mitzvah of chinah is on him, so at best he has a chiyav d'rabbanan. But min haTorah, there's nothing happening here. He's not chayav. There's no ma'isa going on. However, Yaakov says, but the yediyas haTorah, that has shaychus to Talmud Torah min haTorah. This Talmud Torah he learns as a katan, and he takes it with him as a gadol. That's the yediyas haTorah min haTorah. In fact, the Ragachavar was asked. It happened, there was a Ma'isa Shahaya in Devint, and someone made a siyam, and they found out afterwards it was a katan. He wasn't bar mitzvah yet, I don't know, 12-year-old kid, let's say. So they were all tumbling. Is it a good siyam? First they were saying, no, it's a katan. And they realized, and they said, no, they couldn't eat. So they said, yes, katan's okay, it's still a good siyam. So they went to the Ragachavar. So the kashya with the Ragachavar is, they say he finished shas every 3 months. He could have made a siyam. But either way, so they asked the Ragachavar, They told him what happened. He said, yeah, don't worry. To see him is good. And he said the same he said as of Yaakov. The katan true in the Maisa Mitzvah is exempt. But the Yediyas HaTorah, that's shayach even on a level of an HaTorah. If it wasn't, the katan wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't be able to emotionally to see him. If it wasn't Talmud Torah, the right, so you wouldn't be able to yotze to see him. So he says the same he said as of Yaakov, that a katan has shayach to the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, min HaTorah. And in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah, he's exempt. So we have two different extremes. We have a case of a Maisa Mitzvah without the Yediyas HaTorah. Either you know everything and you're just learning, or you have no comprehension, you just can read Hebrew. Or, on the other hand, you have a katan. You have a katan who has the Yediyas, who could acquire Yediyas HaTorah. However, he's exempt from the Maisa Mitzvah. There's two halakha, two aspects of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And in fact, there's a discussion, in fact, that's how someone will explain that when we have the appearing contradiction, Rashi writes that the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, ki ha-mitzvah azos, ki karov adav ha-miod, it's very simple, it's right near us. And yet we have many chazals, Gemara Sanhedrin, Gemara Chagiga, how difficult it is to acquire Torah, which one is it? So based on Yisrael Samantha's Yisrael, they want to say, it depends what we're talking about. Rashi is talking about the Maisa Mitzvah. It's very simple. You go to a Svarim Shrank, you pull out a Chumash, a Navi, a Gemara, you go to a Shir or something. It's very simple to get the Maisa Mitzvah. However, to be acquiring Torah, to work out the Lamdis, the Halacha, putting things together, that's a Dava Kasha. The Yediyas HaTorah, in fact, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes, Halacha L'maisa is the difference between the two. In fact, Rav Aaron Kolber says the same thing as well. Is, let's say you have a conflict. Usually, hopefully, they go hand in hand. Usually, the Maisa Mitzvah should lead you to more Yediyas HaTorah. But let's say the case is as follows. Let's say you have your Rebbe you learn from lives 2 hours away. And you have to travel 2 hours in each direction every day to get there. Or you have another yeshiva around the corner from you. Whatever, your chavrusa, it's not your yeshiva, you find you could do better. You feel the shiur is much better, your chavrusa is better, whatever makes up a yeshiva. So what should you do? Is it better to have 10 hours of Maisa Limud with less Yediyas HaTorah, or 6 hours of Yediyas HaTorah and with less Maisa Limud? So Rav Aaron Cutler, Yishochan Harab, Yishochan, they all say the same thing, that Yediyas HaTorah takes precedence. And if a person is to be Mavatel Zman, and without really much Bitzel L'Shem Kiyam, a person could spend those 2 hours traveling and actually learning specifically less in order to be in the right environment to learn. Because Yediyas HaTorah needs a Zman, a set time. That's why the theory is in Chazal about what we know. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gemara in Shabbat, three questions you're going to be asked when you go up to Beis Din Shamala. One is, did you also take in business with Amuna? Another one, were you Kovei Itim Latorah? Did you set it time for Torah learning? And the third one, which you ask, were you sitting around waiting for the Mashiach? It's like when you're waiting for an important letter to come, or maybe an email today. So you're waiting for the Mashiach that way. So this Faraday Tosis points out a stira between the Gemara and Sanhedrin and the Gemara Shabbos about which is going to be the first. And the Gemara in Shabbos, it's mashma, the first question is going to be on business. But from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it seems to be the first question is going to be on Torah. So Tosis only answers, maybe the first question will be on, I forgot which way he said it, but the first question will be on maybe Torah, but the din will be first on business, one of those ways. But Rav Nissen Alper, one of my Rebbeim at YU, Rav Talmud Rav Moshe, he's saying more Derech Drush, as Beitu Hainoha. The only person who's going to have time to be Kavei Itim LaTorah is one who's also in business with Amunah, because if a person doesn't have the Amunah, whether on Rosh Hashanah it's Nigzar, then if it's your money, you're not going to have money to give it to Tzedakah. Well, I'm always busy, I can't have time to come to a Shiur, I don't have time to learn, so they go the Hainoha. But either way, we know there's a concept of Kovei Itim LaTorah. That seems to be a positive thing. I think the answer they want you to say is yes when they ask that question. Yeah, we find, I think it's a Medrash in Shmuel, the one who makes his Torah eats him is like made for bris. It's like the different chazal that seem to say it's a negative. So based on Yisrael Toronto's Yisrael, they want to explain the same way. Now, when it comes to the Maisa Limud, there is no Korei Yitim HaTorah anytime. There is no, you don't have to have a set time. And if you have a free moment, you take out a Chumash, you got a Gemara, you start learning. But Yidiyat HaTorah, that you do, you need a Zman Mugvah. I mean, it's not always right. You know, something you're not in the proper frame of mind to sit down and go through a whole sugya, and it's just you're passing Mashaila, or you're trying to prepare a Shir. It's not always the right time. You have to pick. Some people learn better at night, some learn better in the afternoon, some in the morning, some whatever. So therefore there isn't. So when it comes to Yediyas HaTorah, that is a more of a, that you have to set time for specifically, depending on your own schedule and how you work it. When it comes to the Maisa Lima, that what Kovei eats in. It's not that you have 6 hours, but I'll set 15 minutes aside. That doesn't work. Whatever, that's not Kovei eats in. Whenever there's free time, you have to learn. When it comes to the Yediyas HaTorah, your mind has to be calm, you have to be in the right mood. So that takes time. In fact, that's what they explain. There's a famous Or Sameach in Hilchos Talmud Torah. That the Mishnah says in Sukkah, Daf Chaf Hei, the Gemara talks about Shulchei Mitzvah Peturim in HaSukkah. The Gemara at the middle of the second paragraph, before the Lulav HaGadol, has a lot of good stuff on Osek B'Mitzvah, Pasa B'Mitzvah. And so it says Shulchei Mitzvah, someone who's on the way, traveling to do a mitzvah, the Pater min HaSukkah. So what does Rashi write? So to go on Lomo Torah. What's an example? Someone's going to learn. So the Or Sameach asks, wait a second, I understand other mitzvahs, but even Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who's Torah Shel Nusso, and he says he agrees you have to learn all the time, but however, even he agrees, Mavalin Talmud Torah, to sit in the sukkah, to put on tefillin in the morning. So what even Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who normally says Torah, even he agrees when it comes to Talmud Torah, you have to stop learning and do daven and do the mitzvah. So what is Rashi talking about? Shulchei mitzvah, what do you mean? If I'm learning Torah, I'm exempt from the sitting in the sukkah? Like, what's chat in Rashi? So the Or Sameach himself wants to suggest an answer based on a Tosis and Ksuvis and Dav Yudayin. And the Gemara Brachas talks about the concept also, but there's a concept of, we know there's a concept of Talmud Torah, but there's another concept of Shemesh Talmidei Chachamim, and Shemesh HaGedolim. It's a whole discussion exactly what does it mean, Shemesh, but whatever that means, it's not relevant for our share. But the Gemara says, Gadol Shemusho Mitamudo, that sometimes Shemesh Talmud Chacham is even greater than Talmud Torah itself. So Or Sameach suggests perhaps, so that's what it means. Last one about Talmud Torah. When Rashi writes to Ulmo Torah, he's not talking about Talmud Torah, he's talking about Shemesh Talmid Chachamim, so yeah, maybe that you do, then that you could apply Osek B'Mitzvah, but maybe that's enough, that then you can be exempt from the Sukkah. But Talmud Torah itself, it can't be. So I just want to say, based on the Or Yisrael, based on the Yisrael Salanter, based on how Yisrael we said tonight, that it depends. In terms of the Maisa Lima, that's of course not. The Maisa Lima, you got to stop when it's time to daven, time to sit in the sukkah, how I'm putting it tefillin. That is no zman for v'gitibo yoma v'layla. But Yediyas HaTorah, there's certain times you have to going to the shir, that's where your rebbe is, to meet your rebbe, go to that shir. There is time, so therefore there is a time of, so that's the pshat in Rashi, whether it's the pshat in Rashi or not, that's what the Yisrael of Yisrael Samantha, they want to tie in to Rashi over there. That's what he means, not the regular Maisa Limud. But the concept of Yediyas HaTorah, now you can maybe apply Osek B'Mitzvah, Pasev B'Mitzvah. That's what it means, to go Lilmol Torah, as the Yediyas HaTorah, which needs a Zman Mugvah, that perhaps you could argue that even then, if you're going to the Yediyas HaTorah, you can even be exempt on the Sukkah. But either way, whether that's the kind of Rashi or not, that's the Yisrael Salantis Yisrael. There's a difference between the Maisa Mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the Yediyas HaTorah. According to we saw Salat, or Aaron Kohler and others, Yediyas HaTorah takes precedence. If there's a conflict between Yediyas HaTorah and the Maisa Mitzvah, you go with the Yediyas HaTorah. And in fact, there's a whole discussion, the Gemara and Baba Kama, we mentioned, what's an example of Yediyas HaTorah without a Maisa Mitzvah? We said it's a Katan. a katan could have shaykhis to Talmud Torah min HaTorah, even though there's no ma'isa mitzvah. The Gemara in Baba Kama talks about who instituted Kriyas HaTorah. Who instituted when we read Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Shabbos Mincha, who instituted Kriyas HaTorah? The Gemara has a discussion. First, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Moshe instituted it, and then the Gemara says, no, Ezra did. So basically, the Gemara basically says, Moshe originally, it's 2 days, and what exactly was Moshe's takana? Moshe instituted 3 psukim. It's a discussion, 2 gerses, 2 days, and what Moshe, was it 3 psukim, 1 aliyah? Well, no, 1 pasuk per aliyah, he instituted 3 aliyahs. But Ezra came along and said, wait a second. So Ezra came along and they added 10 psukim, and on Shabbat, and later on, at first we started off finishing the Torah every 3 years, and now we go ahead, our minhag gets to finish Kriyas HaTorah every year, annually. So the Ritva in the beginning of Megillah says, what was the difference here? What was the difference between Takanas Moshe and Takanas Ezra are fundamentally different. In fact, there's a riff that says, a riff from Baba Kama says, Halacha l'maisa, I pass to Moshe instituted the first 3 aliyahs, 1 pasuk each. And the Meiri, by the way, argues. The Meiri writes 1. But we don't argue on Machokasim, not Aliba de Hilchasa. Who cares? Bottom line is, we don't keep Moshe, we add it to Moshe's Takana. So we do more than that. So what's the difference? We're even passing like Moshe. Either way, we're reading 10 psukim, we're reading the whole parasha. So what's going on with the riff? Why is he bringing in that he's telling me like a very important thing? You know what? Halacha l'maisa. There's no halacha. Maybe we don't follow that takanas Moshe anyway today. So the Ritva in the beginning of Megillah points out there's a fundamental difference between takanas Moshe and Takanas Ezra. What was the reason why Moshe instituted Kriyas HaTorah? That's like based on Yerushalmi, that basically it's like a reenactment of Maimar Har Sinai. It's a Kabbalah HaTorah B'Tzibur. The Kriyas are getting together now, the Tzibur is getting together and being Makabal the Torah B'Tzibur. It's a Kabbalah HaTorah B'Tzibur. That was the reason that Moshe's Takana. While Takanas Ezra was totally different. Ezra felt, see, maybe people were happy with Moshe's Takana, they think Shul's too long. But those people said, well, I guess either way, they're just going to use the other argument. But they said, what's wrong? I'm not going to come to Shul for 1 pasuk, for 3 psukim, I need more of a chaticha. If I'm going to come to Shul, I want a good shiur, I want something more than that. So Ezra said, okay, you want more, we'll give you more. We added 10 psukim, we give you a whole parasha for you. So, but what was the Tav HaTakana of Ezra? That was the Tav HaTakana of Talmud Torah. The people wanted to learn. It was the din in Talmud Torah. It was the Jewish people. The Kliyos wanted to learn more. So the Tav HaTakana of Kriyas HaTorah of Moshe Rabbeinu is a Kabbalah Torah B'Tzibur. It's a din in the Tzibur. And Takanas Ezra is a din in Talmud Torah. My Nafka Mina. So that's what the Mefarshim pointed out. This is what the Rif is getting at. What's the halacha of a katan getting an aliyah? So we all know the minhag is we don't give ketanim aliyahs. However, Meikar Hadin, the halacha is a katan can get an aliyah. So in fact, when Moshe has a tshuva, and this is, I won't say it's a common occurrence, but it's not an uncommon occurrence either, that let's say the bar mitzvah boy prepares the parasha before, prepares whatever, not his son, it's his fault. When the teaching taught him the parasha, they mixed it up, and really his bar mitzvah, let's say, on Wednesday, but he prepared the Shabbos before. So what could he do? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, at least we could get him to read 1 aliyah. Because really, Meikar Hadin, a katan can get an aliyah, the minhag is not. The reason why he can't read the whole parasha is because he can't be most of the other people, the Torah Shliach. So a katan can get an aliyah. So it's a discussion, the Magen Avraham quotes, it's a discussion in the Achronim whether so the Magen Avraham writes a katan can get 4 out of the 7 aliyahs. I would understand 4 out of the 7 go to a gadol, ruba kakula, like the majority. But what's the pshat? 4 aliyahs go to a katan, Meikar Hadin, and three aliyahs must go to a gadol. And it's a further dispute whether it's dafka the first three. Is it dafka Kohen Levi Yisrael or any? Let's assume what we'll assume for argument's sake that is, but that itself is a dispute. So let's assume Kohen Levi and Yisrael have to go to a gadol, and then the next four can go to a custom. So what's the pshat? So we're all familiar with the concept of giving kavod to a Kohen, the kidashto. We know that when we benched, as we mentioned the Chasam Sofer a couple of weeks ago, that even if someone goes in and claims he's a Kohen, and then afterwards he says, well, I just want to know what it feels like to get the first Aliyah, or he says, a Kohen, I want to be the one benching, and he tells you, no, you still haven't done anything wrong, because you didn't, because it's not on the individual Kohen, it's on the institution of Kohuna, and you still gave kavod. So we know that we're all familiar with the concept of giving kavod to a Kohen. A Levi, we're a little less familiar with, and it's a discussion whether there is Kedusha to Levi. That was the Levi Bardichev, he has to say it. But Kedusha to Levi is a machloket. But that way, you know, we might not know. But Yisrael, where else do we find anywhere? Dafka Yisrael? Like, where else do we find Yidaska have to... Shlishi, you got to give it to Yisrael. What's that all about? We find a lot as a Kohen, maybe a Levi. But Dafka Yisrael, what's this all about? So the Mefarshim explained, this is the concept. But we say Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana was a Takabana of a Tzibor, Kabbalah's Torah B'Tzibor. And we know a Katan is always excluded. When we talk about a Tzibor, a Katan is always excluded from the Tzibor. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana, according to the Rif, for the first three Aliyahs, albeit one Pasuk each, but Moshe instituted the first three Aliyahs. The Kanas Moshe was a Kabbalah Torah B'tzibor. That excludes the Kata. That Dafka has to be a Kohen, Levi, Yisrael has to be Gedolim. The next four, that's Takanas Ezra, as Rav Yaakov points out in the Ragachavar, a Kata has Shaitas to the midst of Talmud Torah Minat Torah, and therefore a Kata can get an Aliyah. And he could lay in one of those Aliyahs. So therefore that's the shot. The first Dafka, the first three, has to go to a Gadol, because that's Takanas Moshe. And the next four can go to a Katan because that's Ezra. In fact, according to the Meiri, Meiri writes that only he learned Moshe's Takana was the first Aliyah. Therefore, according to the Meiri, only the first Aliyah has to go to a Gadol, and the next six can go to Katana because the next, but that's the Lundis behind. And in fact, that's why we understand something else. We know there's a concept of a Haftorah. Historically speaking, Haftorah came about when different times in Jewish history, they made different gzeiras that we couldn't read, we couldn't take out a Sefer Torah and read it. Apparently they weren't so concerned about a Haftorah, they permitted that, but Sefer Torah they won't let you take out, so historically speaking, so they used to read from the Haftorah when they couldn't get, that's how Haftorah began. Ironically enough, the halacha is, if we don't have a Sefer Torah, we don't do a Haftorah. That's the halacha. But historically speaking, that's the way it developed. So the question is, why is that so? We know, let's say a person on Sukkot, you know, the mitzvah of Dalar Mina, Esrog. Let's say you can't get an Esrog this year. Are you allowed to use a lemon? Many people do use a lemon, but they don't realize that. But let's say an apple. Because, you know, I'm going to use an orange or a grapefruit. Well, can I, you know, I don't have an Esrog this year. Let me take another fruit. No, we say you can't do it. Because it's going to lead to a churva. The next year, people are going to think, oh, that's one of the, so therefore we don't let you do the mitzvah. If you can't do the mitzvah properly, that's the whole discussion. Now, it's clean up, that's a separate discussion. But for a custom, the Yadavka need a kosher etzrog or not. That's the risk over there, it's a separate shear. But in terms of just for a regular gadol, we don't let you, we tell you not to do the mitzvah. So how come by the Haftorah, so the same way, if we can't do Kriyas HaTorah, that's the reason why we do it today. But historically, when they instituted the Haftorah, we should have said, well, no Sefer Torah, that's it. Why weren't we concerned? The Mefarshim claimed because this wasn't a Zecher. Haftorah was part of the Takana. This is Gufa's, we were fulfilling Takana's Ezra. So it's all be, we're not fulfilling Takana's Moshe. There isn't any Talmud Torah, it's not a Kabbalah Torah, but Sibor, but Haftorah is Talmud Torah. And yet, it's not a Zecher, Gufa, the Haftorah is Dafka, part of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's why Haftorah, So that with this Yisrael, we understand many different halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. Yes, that the Haftorah that usually we're concerned when you can't do a mitzvah properly. So we tell you not, don't take an apple. But by Haftorah, why are we concerned? Because Haftorah isn't a zecher. Haftorah is part of the Takana. It wasn't. It's true. we can't fulfill Takanas Moshe of Kabbalah Torah B'tzibur because we don't have a Sefer Torah, but Takanas Ezra was the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So Haftorah, you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with Haftorah as well. So they say it's part, that was part of the Takanas Ezra. Yeah, it's instituting something new. That is like built in, even though that wasn't the original Takanas Haftorah, but that's the way they view it based on this Lamedus. So there's a major difference between Takanas Moshe and Takanas Ezra. One's a din in Talmud Torah, and one of Talmud Torah B'tzibur. But that's why we understand why a katan will be excluded. So Me'ikar Adin, and in fact, the post can bring down B'shachas Chak. And not only that, it's not just for katan, but really B'shachas Chak, we paskin, you can call up anybody during those next four aliyahs. We know we only usually call up a kohen or a levi in the beginning of that achron, but B'shachas Chak, there's no one else around. You're even allowed to call up a kohen, or if you have a minion of kohanim, etc., you could call them up, during those times. Because really, it's a din of Talmud Torah. So it's irrelevant whether you're a kohen, levi, Israel, etc. So that's what they point out. That was the difference in Takanas Moshe with Takanas Ezra. So there's a interesting discussion. So we know. There's a mitzvah of Maisa Limud. So again, just to point out, we see Katan HaShaychus to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you can even get an aliyah, even lane part of the aliyah, Me'ikar HaDin, even on our Shabbos. So there's an interesting discussion. We know we said there's the Maisa Limud of Talmud Torah, and there's the Yediyas HaTorah. So we pointed out that and the Yediyas HaTorah takes precedence. So the Igle is a famous Igle Tal in his introduction. He writes about
how can you say he can say a bracha too? What's he saying a bracha on if he's not doing a mitzvah?
No, he has the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. The mitzvah is Ezra's mitzvah is Talmud Torah. So based on the other Yisrael, we think a katan is included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah after Yediyas HaTorah. Enough so we see that he can even get an aliyah and even Lane. He gave them lane for us.
He's saying a bracha on Yediyas HaTorah comes up.
Right, I'm saying how, that's what we're saying in the Lamedus, right? But we're saying there's no mice, even though there's a pula, there's actually something going on, but that won't help in terms of him being Motzi the Tzibur. It's only out the Yediyas HaTorah aspect that he's able to read it for,
Why can't he just say a bracha anytime he's going to learn Torah on Yediyas HaTorah? Why don't we say it?
No, Katan does. I mean, Katan makes the. He makes the Birkas HaTorah. That that's the question. Whether it's right based on this, so that's your whether. In other words, we normally assume that a katan again it's just the Torah Schina. Perhaps you're making a good. Maybe Aventine Post can bring it up. Maybe a katan out Birkas HaTorah. Maybe he should be making it. But based on what we're saying now, maybe one could argue that a katan has a certain key about making the Birkas HaTorah. But I haven't seen anyone bring it down, but based on what you're saying, that if you take the logic to the next step, we make it by Kriyas HaTorah.
He's a
Chiyuv. Right, the bottom line is, there's no knocking if he makes it anyway. But we just assume he's making it the Torah Schina. But we're never going to know because he's making it, but perhaps you're right. Maybe he's shaykh to the Mitzvah HaTorah of the Echad HaTorah, which we'll discuss next week. But I'm saying he's here, it's quite possible.
Can
make a bracha on that, right? So my focus around Rambam and Tosfos, right?
The same thing applies to children. You couldn't really prove to children anything outside of.
No, so here won't prove any of it because the katan's doing it anyway, so we don't know, is it because this Bittorah Schina he's doing it? So I'm saying here, there's no measuring, he has to make it. So therefore, we do it, right? But then, we could argue, perhaps this bracha is a bracha, and that takes on the status of a mitzvah min haTorah. Assuming, if you assume Birkas haTorah is a mitzvah min haTorah, which we'll get in Machlokas Rishonim, but assume that, right. So, at this point, the Adi, so the Iglei Tau writes that people have a very, he talks about the mitzvah Talmud Torah Lishma, learning the highest level of Talmud Torah. So he writes, there are many fools out there who think that, you know what, a person who enjoys his learning, that's not Torah Lishma. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your own enjoyment. The highest level of Torah Lishma is to break your back, kill yourself, take out the jastro, look up all the words, or learn something you don't want to learn. Force yourself into doing something you can't stand. I'm not interested in tumor. Okay, learn about it now. That's the highest level you're doing it. So he says, that's very foolish. He says, it's just the opposite. That might be true when it comes to mitzvahs. And maybe if you're just doing the ma'isalimah, then maybe you probably are right. But they're equating the mitzvahs. And mitzvahs, it is true. Whether I like it or not, I got to do it. You know, what can I do? I really wish I could do a lulav. Okay, I have to do a lulav, so I'll do it. If you're going to learn Torah that way, you know, the Gita is not going to work. He says the purpose of Talmud Torah, the highest level of Talmud Torah, is the geshmak of learning, the hana of learning. The more hana you get, that's the more, which that's the highest level. And in fact, this isn't just a homiletical thing. I'll bring a couple of halachic rayas that limud Torah is different, and aside that the yediyas haTorah more than ma'aseh mitzvah, maybe it is equated. But the yediyas haTorah aspect, we're going to see that even on a halachic level, we view Talmud Torah differently. There's a Taz that talks about taking a neder. Someone who takes a neder, so he's not going to get any hana from this person. And let's say it turns out this person is the Baal Tokeya in Shul. So can he be motzi? Can he fulfill his mitzvah of shofar because he's getting hana? So Taz says, it's okay, mitzvah zvav, whatever that means exactly, but mitzvah zvav lahana is the perfect. So it's not enough, there's no, I think he's a moder hana, so it's okay. But the Taz says, however, if you took a neder not to get any hana from this person, or let's say the borrower is safer, and he's giving a shear, you can't go to a shear, you can't use the safer. Mitzvah zvav lahana sinu. He says, no, that's shar mitzvah. The limud Torah lahanos nitnu. The whole purpose of limud Torah is lahanos nitnu. That's obviously the yediyas haTorah, and dafka we see a difference even in halacha. You can't get hana. Or another example in Hilchos Shabbos, the Imrei Bina. We know there's a halacha that you can't have, even though there are a lot of exceptions to the rule. But the rule is amir l'nachar yizasi. You can't tell a non-Jew to do something. The rule is whatever you can't do, you can't tell a non-Jew to do. There are many exceptions to the rule, but that's the rule. So there's halacha. So if a guy turns on the light for himself, and you end up being in the room or coming, that's okay. He's not. But if he turns on the light for you, let's say so you can't get hana. So they point out. But in terms of, so the Rabbina points out. So I mitzvah. What about doing a mitzvah? Mitzvah zav lahanas ninu. So he says, however, same he says, Dalevi, the question is, can you learn by that way? So he says, no, limud Torah, lahanos nitnu, and maybe other mitzvahs you can fulfill, but you can't get hana, because dafka Talmud Torah, the purpose of Talmud Torah, is to get hana.
So where's the source?
No, he's saying that the halacha is, you can't read by, if someone turns...
No, mitzvahs, the Talmud Torah, lahanos nitnu, where's that come from? How do they know that?
That's just a working assumption of the Iglei Tau. I mean, they get it from, you could say they learned it out from these halakas, or is this from other sources, I'm saying, or it was other, what do you mean, like others, there's no pasuk saying, like, what do you mean by...
Yeah, I'm saying, so why would you say the Torah is different? Where is it?
But we see it from, maybe that's where they get it from, these halakas. I'm saying is, so why is, you see, this, let's say the Taz, there's a difference by neder, so what's the pshat must be? That they're, you know, I'm sure there must be an earlier source, I'm saying, but they figure out from the halacha that how come I can get hana from the Baal Tokeya, but I can't get hana.
Where did he get the halacha from?
No, he brings it down. That's, you know, whether he's
a Mishnah or Gemara.
Yeah, it's going, you know, from the Gemara, from the Poskim, and he's just explaining the halacha.
It's in Shas.
Yeah,
halacha.
Yeah, I think, well, the way the Taz is understanding, I have to see the Taz exactly what he quotes, but. I think he's quoting previous, and he's just giving the pshat and why could you get benefits from the Torah? Or the third example, I'll give you another one. The Gemara tells us, we know in the Sholel, we know the different types of Shomrim, different type of watchmen, and obviously the Shomachinam, someone watches something for nothing, so he has a lesser obligation, only a negligent, Shomasachar, Geneva Rabeda, and a Sholel, someone who borrows something, he's Chayev Ba'onsin. Even if, let's say, it would have happened anyway, let's say an earthquake happened, and the cows got killed, or the car got destroyed. Like, it had nothing to do with you. It was totally out of your control. That person would have been, you lived down the block. The same thing would have happened. The house fell down, whatever happened. Totally honest. A shoel, the question is, why is a shoel chayev? It's nothing, you know, wasn't his fault at all. So the Gemara says, kol hana shelo. Since kol hana, all the benefit is his, he's just borrowing something, and he gets all the benefits. So therefore, he's chayiv and onsim. So that's the yisod. So comes along, there's a solus and a nesivus discussed. So what about someone who borrows a chauffeur? You borrow a chauffeur, and onus happens, and the chauffeur gets destroyed. We know a show is chayiv onsim. They write he's putter. Why? Because mitzvus rav lachanos nino, a show is chayiv kohana shelo. By a chauffeur, you're not getting hana. Yep, you're not chayev. Avali says, if you borrowed a safer, it's kol hana shelo, and therefore you're chayev in onsin. So again, the same you showed, you have in the Taz, you have in the Imre Bina, and you have in the Ksos and the Tzivas, that's the distinction between, you know, Sharm, you know, where they got it from, the distinction in Maisa Mitzvah, Yediyas HaTorah. I guess the assumption is part of being successful in Yediyas HaTorah is you have to have the Cheshek. Like I say, like, by Avraham Avinu, it says, Lech Lecha. So Rashi writes, Lecha Lehanascha. Because what's Pshat? If Avraham was just doing it because, okay, I have to do it, God told me to do it, it never would have worked out. That one, it's the fact that you have to, it's not enough that God told you to do it, which is, obviously that would, in theory, would be enough, but the point is you have to do it because you have to realize it's for your benefit. You know, that's not just the Yisod in Talmud Torah, that's the Yisod in anything in life, that a person's just doing it because, oh, if you learn Talmud Torah, like you shake lulav, or like you're sitting in the sukkah, then you're not going to be matzliach in Talmud Torah. If you're just doing it because it's just the burden of, I'm doing it as my frumkeit, then we have to learn, well, what are they going to say? And you have to find a shidduch, I better sit in the Beis HaMedrash now. You're never going to be successful in learning. If that's the only reason you're doing it, is out the might. You know, that's lowish ma'bolish ma'am, saying you shouldn't learn, it's better than not learning at all. But ultimately, a person has to want to learn. And in fact, that's how Shlomo writes, Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam. One has to develop a cheshek for learning. Like someone said, you know, I don't have any cheshek for learning, I don't have any desire to learn. Right, you're right, it's a major problem. It's like if someone came to the doctor and said, you know, I don't have any appetite, I don't feel like eating. I think you better do something about the problem, because if you don't eat, something seriously wrong is going to happen to you. So similar at a spiritual level, so you have to, how do you develop a cheshek? So Shlomo tells us, how does a person develop a cheshek? But you have to, by trying to develop a ratzon that you want to. In other words, whether it's a 95-year-old gadol, we call him a Talmud Chacham. He's still a Talmud. It's a desire to become a Chacham that creates the Cheshek. It's not just for Torah, any knowledge. A person wants to be Chacham, you want wisdom, you have to want something, you have to have a desire. You want to have a desire, you want to have that knowledge. That's the first step. Once you have the Cheshek, you build up a desire, then, you know, then you can lead to the next. And in fact, there's a famous, I don't know, famous, but there's a Maisa that happened, they say, in Slobodka. One of the big Talmidim, I don't want to discuss top guys or maybe whatever he wasn't. You know, one of the guys they were, I guess they had the shiur or whatever. Then they had lunch. So in the lunchroom, they were talking about different things, and this person, Claudia, Tosis in Kiddushin said something. And I said, no, either Tosis isn't it. It's a Gemara. It's Tosis in Baba Kama, whatever. He quoted something wrong. I forget the exact details. And he felt so bad, he just ran off to the Beis HaMedrash, and whatever, I don't know what it means exactly, literally, he just locked himself up for 20 years, and then he became one of the Gedolei Hador. I don't have any names. So the Shilas, they went to the Alta Slobodka, and they said, but when this guy ran out, he never pedged. He was in the middle of the meal, he didn't do Birkat HaMazon, and he ran out because he was so upset that he forgot his hostess and Kedusha, whatever he forgot, and he went back to the open, he started chazering and learning, and etc. So the Alta Slobodka said, I can't say he did right because he didn't pench, but I will say this, if he didn't do that, if he didn't run out at that moment, if he didn't feel that desire to have that chachma, he never would became the Gadol Hador he did become. So in terms of cheshek, the one to become a Talmud Chacham, one has to have the desire. Just to summarize, so we just...
According to what we're saying here, to do what the Ravarn, would he... There seems to be that Yediyah is more important than Maisa Mitzvah?
Maisa Yitzvah, yeah.
So, I mean, can one make this following statement? Is it better to read a Gemara in English and take away the Hasmada and the actual Iyun and just read it in the art scroll and get as many Yediyahs as you can?
You mean what? What are the two options?
As opposed to getting very far.
Someone could sit there. Let's assume he has an hour to learn, right? What is that?
But that's life. We only have an hour to learn.
I'll answer your question in a second. It reminds me of the story of Joel Salanter. Somebody asked me Joel Salanter. He said, "I only have an hour to learn. Should I learn Musar? You know, Joel Salanter, the Muslim movement. So, should I learn Musar or should I learn Gemara?" He says, "Learn Musar, and you realize you have a lot more than an hour to learn." Like, I have to assume you only have an hour to learn. So it depends. If we're talking about someone who's training someone young with, you have time and it depends. So obviously, you know, he should be working on his Gemara, you know, his Gemara skills. So ultimately, someone who's capable, then he'll learn and it'll just take him long. But eventually, he's going to become a bigger learner and he'll be able to learn
what is easier.
That is right.
Not necessarily. You're making an input, right? The idea is the skill.
Yeah.
Thing is, at the end of the day, how much knowledge do you have? Now, you can plow through a lot of stuff
part of the knowledge.
I always thought, like, you know, today we have Talmidei Chacham that read left to right, but can't read right to left.
Uh-huh.
Right? You know, you pick up all kinds of books in English.
Right, today I've heard that
there's a... Chacham, you know?
Right,
limited
very...
Knowledge.
Sorry?
Limited.
You're very limited.
Around the knowledge.
Right.
A person who lives through art school, they get a lot of information, but they really...
Well, that's what I'm saying. How do you define the ideas? I mean, you know, you have a lot of people who sit in yeshiva, you can sit a day, and you're still sitting on one post, right? I mean, how many ideas have you picked up?
You know, you're looking at facts. There's a difference between Sinai and Okahana. In other words, if you're talking about it in terms of data, information to be.
I think he means in terms of Maywis, it's still, we're talking about both people are being Amma. No, I hear you're asking, it could be, no, I say you might be asking is, should a person be just for that hour, should be doing Dafyomi? Or maybe he should be sitting doing something, you know, where he's going to be remembering and spending time and having, you know, more Havana, right? That's what I'm saying. So definitely for someone, right, you know, I would just, for someone younger and stuff, and is learning how to learn, that's part of the whole process. I mean, whoever it was, there is a point, that's normal. But I'm saying, a person hasn't, I always say a person, I always tell a person that if they ask them what should they be learning, it obviously depends who it is, but I basically tell them, whatever you got to learn, like reminds me, I went to a doctor once who was talking about, I was just speaking, so I said to him, someone we were talking, what do you tell your patients? Like, should you do the treadmill? Should you play basketball? It's basically so was, whatever you're going to do, do it. If I tell you to work out, but you like basketball, then you're not going to do it. So, the bottom, you know, same thing, Mashalibo Chafi. So, in fact, Mashalibo Chafi changes all the time also. It's not just one static. You feel that, now, I always tell people what the legal balance of time to do it, because 6 months from now, you might not want to look at that stuff again. And the what?
It's also the source to Joel's question, Mashalibachav.
And also, right, also that chat also, in a specific Rebbe. And what's that? If it's just everyone teaching the same Gemara, but obviously part of going to a Rebbe is you relate to that person, the Havana's there, that's part of the enjoyment of, you know, of Talmud Torah. So this, I'll just summarize. So we pointed out, we saw Ki HaMitzvah HaZos. That's the mitzvah, according to the Ramban, of Tshuva, but according to Rashi, it's Talmud Torah. and we pointed out that according to Rashi, it seems to be a mitzvah kala. In many other places, the Gemara seems to say it's a dava kasha. So we explain lo kasha, that the two different parts is the maisa mitzvah and the yediyas haTorah. So in the maisa mitzvah is kala, but the yediyas haTorah you have to work harder on, you know, putting everything together, and that's why kovei itim la Torah. That's only on the yediyas haTorah. We're not kovei itim. There is no kovei itim. Whenever a free moment comes, then you should be learning. And then we point out that you can have the maisa mitzvah without the yediyas haTorah, either someone who knows everything, like the Gra, or the person, the Gemara in Menachos, or if someone who doesn't know, comprehends, he can read Hebrew, he has the maisa mitzvah without the yediyas haTorah. In contrast, we have the katan who has the yediyas haTorah without the maisa mitzvah. That was Rabbi Yaakov, the Rugachava with the siyam, the Gra in the bathroom. He did everything, not the bathroom, but according to Rabbi Yaakov, he did everything as a katan. And we pointed out that that was the Or Tameach Kasha on Shluchei Mitzvah Kagon Lomo Torah. What's the pshat? So perhaps there's a difference in the Yediyas Torah and the Maisa Limud. And then we pointed out the difference of, we see also Katan HaShaychet to the Mitzvah Talmud Torah by Kriyas Torah. And we explained the difference between Takanas Moshe and Takanas Ezra. Moshe was a Kabbalah Torah B'Tzibor. It's a Din in the Tzibor. Ezra is a Din in Talmud Torah. And that's why a Katan is excluded from Moshe's Takana. But that's why the Rif writes the first three, so he can't get, because Moshe is instituted, according to the Meiri, only the first one, because that was the Takana of Talmud Torah, so we have the Haftorah, etc. And then we pointed out, and that's, and maybe in terms of the Maisa Limit of Talmud Torah, that might be similar to the Maisa Mitzvah of Lulav, Sukkah, etc. But in terms of the Yediyas HaTorah, it's fundamentally different. As the Igla Tal says, the ultimate Torah Lishma is the Hana. And the Taz brought a raya from Hilchas Nadarim, Amodah Bahana, that Torah is different than Shofar. The Imre Bina by getting on, where you can't learn by the light. And the Ksos and the Tzivos by Shol Chayabi Onsen, because Torah Kohana Shalom. So we see the Yisod of Maisa Mitzvah and Yediyas Torah. And as Shlomo says, Shlomo Melech says, one has to have the Cheshav, if one desires, the one who wants Chachma, that's the way to, one who has a Ratzon or Teshuka to get Chachma, that's how one develops the Cheshav. And we pointed out the Yediyas HaTorah seems to take precedence over the Maisa Lim, and even to learn, if the traveling times are going to be a little less and less hours, so therefore one the Yediyas HaTorah is expressed, and so it could be right. So we have to define what he meant by Yediyas HaTorah, and that isn't, but I can't necessarily mean this pure, because what does it mean, knowledge? I'll just conclude on this point, because I always thought that, when I was in NYU, let's say, on the Kola, so we had a morning, even before, we had the morning Seder, was 9 to 3, had the Ian Shear, and then in the afternoon I went to Rosh Chodesh Kola. That was the Kola in the afternoon. So basically, that was, we got tested on 40 blocks. Basically, Gemara Rashi tells him he threw in whatever else he wanted to throw in. But basically, and he got 10 blah, four times a year. So I always, maybe I just assumed it on my own, that the purpose of the key is that you get all the ideas. And Ian is to learn how to think. And then, until after a couple of years, I started realizing, wait a second here, all my ideas come from my Ian Seder, the stuff that's the only thing I remember. I'm not saying there's no purpose in the Bikiyas, but obviously you build some breath and that. But I realized after a while that most of my Bikiyas comes from my Ian, which makes a lot of sense, because if you don't really have the full Havana, there's different levels of learning Bikiyas. You can learn Gemara and really know this and this not know. That's the Bikiyas, how you define each one. And it made a lot of sense. It's something that if you don't really understand, or just on a superficial level, you're not really going to remember it because you don't really have the Havana. But stuff you go into and spend a lot of time on, remember that, that helps you, remember. At least I'm saying from personal, because maybe
it's
some people.
It's sort of some superficial. Because you see by Hanukkah, that most likely you'll see that that's responsible for personal interest. The more you like it, the more you're going to remember it.
Right, and the assumption is the better you understand it, the assumption is the more you're going to appreciate it.